Welcome back. Hersher leading Taylorville 7-0. 10-12 left to go here in the second quarter as the Tornadoes have it right now. 4th and 11. Ball on the Hersher 39-yard line following the timeout there after the trick play that they were trying to run against Hersher went horribly wrong on the lineup.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised if they are going to go for it. I think maybe he steps up and quick kick, but it looks like they are going to go for it. You're going to give up pretty good field position if you don't pick up this play and a first down.
Be four wide receivers for Odom, two left, two right. He's in the gun, championing the backfield with him. Dropping back, looking, throwing downfield, and it is incomplete. He was looking for his top wide receiver, Justin Wright, but threw it about 4 yards in front of him.
I think Matt Dorsey got away with just a little bit of hold on that one because he couldn't release himself off of Dorsey, but Hersher gets the ball back. As I said, really good field position. Tonight's sponsors are Franz on 17 in Kankakee, Hersher Grain Company and Grain Seeds and Fertilizer, our Ike and Sons Plumbing and Heating in Hersher, and Pub on Main in Hersher. Just start here in the second quarter, 7-0. Hersher Tigers on top of the Taylorville Tornadoes. They're actually talking a little bit about that tomorrow, tornado potential.
Yeah, looks like some big storms kind of rolling through the weekend. At least, seeing some, possibly some heavy rains into tomorrow, overnight and into tomorrow. So be prepared with your umbrellas. As the Tigers take over, 1st and 10, Jarnigan going to keep it himself, and he gets a good split up the middle. He's going to be brought down about a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, he just followed his lineman right there and just played on the rear end of the lineman and just followed it up, and they continue to plug forward, and he added about 3-4 more yards to that and just second and short.
9-yard run there by Jarnigan.
That was a mosh pit right there. Just followed it.
And hey, that's what you got to do on run plays.
Yeah, I agree.
Follow your blockers. It'll be 2nd and 1, ball on the 48-yard line for Hersher in their own territory. 7-0 their lead, 9:30 left to go first quarter. All four wide receivers to the right of Jarnigan. As he takes the snap, he's going to pitch it to Dorsey. Dorsey's going to try to find room to the outside, and he's going to pick up just enough yardage for the first down. Tack on about 2 more as well.
Well, if you looked at it, was I think Riley Bashan, he tried to blow it up, but instead of going behind the play, he jumped behind the play instead of getting in front of it. I think he could have blown that up with about a 5-yard loss had he gotten in position to make that.
3-yard gain for Dorsey brings up a 1st and 10, ball into Taylorville territory, just into it on the 49-yard line for the Tigers. Stewart's going to set up by himself off to Jarnigan's left. Dorsey cross and Bertrand out to the right. Caranda in the backfield. Jarnigan in the gun. Takes the snap, hands off to Caranda. He is met immediately in the backfield, and Taylorville's going to drop him for a loss of a few. Riley Bouchon and also Caden Wright in there on the tackle.
Yeah, Caden Wright, what it was, it looked like Hersher must have pulled the guard out, and he just followed up the hole of the guard in behind that and got behind the play and came with a tackle from behind, a loss of about 2. Nice play.
2nd and 12. Well, let's go show that defense we talked about in the pregame, and goes to show how tough they are right there. Good read by them.
Yeah, this scoring's a little bit surprising, or lack of scoring. I guess my score, maybe they'll both heat up. But right now, offense not getting much done.
Be a second-half scoring
could
fest.
Could be.
8 minutes and 11 seconds left as Jarnigan takes the snap, drops back. They were trying to set up a screen, but it was broken up by the Tornadoes, and all Jarnigan had was to throw it at the feet of Caranda for an incomplete pass, and that's going to bring up 3rd and 12.
You know, Taylorville obviously did a really good job on the scouting. I mean, nobody out of position on either side of a safety drop, had safety over the top on the back half of this play, and then the linebacker just floated as he saw just a slow roll from the outside with their lineman and read the screen coming back to the left side, and good decision putting the ball into the turf.
Jarnigan, empty backfield, takes the snap. Dropping back, rush coming from the left side. Jarnigan firing downfield. He's got Bertrand wide open. Bertrand's going to rumble forward and is down at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, there's that middle seam again that we were talking about earlier. Anything beyond 10 yards where the linebackers can't get in position, throw over the top of that, and you're going to pick up positive yards. You did there, picked up first down.
20-yard pass completion to Axel Bertrand brings up a first and 10 ball at the 31-yard line of Taylorville. Jarnigan in the gun, takes the snap, dropping back, immediately throws in the middle. He's got a wide open Dorsey. Dorsey makes the cut, and Taylorville able to gang tackle him right about the 13-yard line. So a gain of 18 on the play there.
Yeah, as soon as Tyler Jarnigan, if you watch his back foot actually slipped backwards, but he had a lot on that throw and a nice catch, pitch and catch. Another big play.
First and 10 ball, or I should say first and goal, ball on the 8-yard line. And the handoff, Jarnigan's going to keep it himself on the option.
Look at that.
Going to keep pushing. He's still on his feet. No whistles yet. Still going, finally brought down. Fighting for every yard he could. He's going to be brought down. Looks like they're going to mark him at maybe the 3-yard line.
Yeah, Tyler Jarnigan, 6'2". It says 159. I mean, he looks a whole lot bigger than 159.
5-yard run there by Jarnigan sets up second and goal. Ball at the 3 as Hersher is knocking on the door to extend their lead. Jarnigan, empty backfield. All four wide receivers out to his right.
Quarterback draw.
Jarnigan takes the snap. It is a draw. He's going to run up the middle, and he might be stopped short, waiting for the official signal. And they are going to mark him down probably at the half-yard line there, just coming up short of picking up a touchdown.
Yeah, this is where I always find it interesting by officials, because he's literally on about the 4-inch line for them to really identify he didn't get across.
Third and goal. Empty backfield again. 5 wide receivers set. 4 right, 1 left.
Got to be the same thing.
Jarnigan moves up to the line now to his center, and we've got a timeout. And we do have a timeout by the Tigers. We'll step aside with them. This is coverage of Class 4A playoffs on 94.1 WGFA.
Keep your family truly comfortable by turning to the experts at R. Eich & Sons Incorporated to install and maintain your heating or air conditioning systems. Their highly skilled and friendly personnel have provided exceptional service in the Hersher area for over 45 years. Contact R. Eich & Sons for green heating, cooling, and air purification technologies and service. Visit EICHandSons.com or give them a call at 815-426-6414. R. Eich & Sons want to wish the Hersher Tigers best of luck in postseason football.
You're listening to high school playoff football on 94.1 WGFA.
Welcome back in here. Andy Moore alongside Daryl Fokin. 7-0, the lead for Hersher. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter, and Hersher is down on the goal line itself, just inches away from extending their lead against Taylorville.
Well, to me, this is a no-brainer to me. I'm taking Jarnigan. I'm getting him behind center, and I'm just going up the middle. I got a fullback lead right here.
And it's an empty backfield for Jarnigan. Caranda is the fullback lead. He's going to take it himself off the draw and walks in the end zone uncontested. The only time Taylorville touched him was when he got into the end zone. So an inch run there for Jarnigan. Gets Hersher up by 13 pending the extra point.
Yeah, I think anybody could have been an offensive coordinator on that particular play. There was really nothing you were going to do when you got a big guy leading you and Caranda, and then all of a sudden you just followed up with Jarnigan in behind. Nobody touches him. 13-0, Hersher Tigers on top.
Only took 3 seconds off the clock as Stewart is set to try to get this to a 14-0 lead. The snap is down, and the kick is up and good. Oh, that'll make it 14-0 in favor of the Tigers as they cash in from the goal line.